Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
In the building, bitch. Oh, let him know, bro. Yeah, clear a lot, nigga. We up. K100 Internet Radio, man.
That's us, aka Big Fight.
Yeah, I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my co-host, P. Reg, affiliated.
In the building, nigga know the double duo back in it again.
Episode 33.
33, nigga.
I wonder why they call you bitch. I bet you.
We gonna tiptoe on you on this one.
Bitch. Listen, man. Y'all don't be sensitive tonight, please. Please don't be sensitive.
We really gonna break it down for you.
We gonna break it down what we talking about, ladies. When you call in here with the bullshit.
The bullshit.
All right, we gonna break it down what we talking about. We gonna get to that in a minute. Let's go ahead and run it down.
First and foremost,
the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's what you call if you want to holler at us, you dig? Alright? So, we're going to go ahead and give you the rundown of the show. This is K100 Internet Radio, broadcasting all across the globe,
the world.
www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 is the site.
Middle finger.
When you see that motherfucking middle finger, you know you at the motherfucking right place, all right?
And the right side.
We got the trillest, we got the most trill radio show ever, man. No matter what, I don't care, internet, regular radio. I know we can get away with a lot of shit because we're on internet and we can cuss and we got a little edge on those motherfuckers.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
But, even still, it don't matter. Our topics is just livin' in them niggas, man. It don't matter. It don't matter because they on regular radio and just because we can cuss and they can't. That ain't what make us funnier. That ain't what make us hot. Kill your motherfucking self.
If you don't believe it, this episode 33, go back and check 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, and so on.
Nigga,
so
one through whatever, nigga.
It volumes, nigga. That's how we get it.
We are, in fact, the shit. You mad?
Yeah!
Get your ass mashed over here, haters. Alright, K100 Internet Radio. It stands for Keep It 100. And we only have one rule on the show, pay attention. You can call up here and say anything you want to say. This show is all about freedom of speech, uncensored talk. You can say whatever you want to say. This is called K100 Internet Radio. Say the shit you wouldn't say around everybody else. You understand what I'm saying? We started out as the Facebook group, but now we have morphed and blown up and become a whole nother entity. We're now an internet radio station so we can get the point across more clearly, so we can engage in discussion with more people, and we have no rules except one. P. Reg, can you please tell these motherfuckers what the rule is?
Oh, y'all sucker niggas that call up here, man, and y'all women that gonna be flogging. Well, this rule is, man, just keep it 100, keep it real, man. No, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. No lies. No lies, no balls, and goddamn, you good. Because if you start that and you call up here, you want to be politically correct and all that, nigga. We're going to tell that don't before the camera.
We're going to kill you. Please do not call up the show with the fake shit, man.
Sucker, nigga.
That's all we saying. We only got one rule. I mean, most places, man, I ain't never been to a job, a school, an event, a club. Everybody got
one rule.
They only got one fucking rule. One rule. And you motherfuckers constantly test my gangster. And make me kill you.
Break that rule, huh?
Every fucking show, somebody breaks it. Every show.
If you being sincere.
Every show.
If you being sincere.
I think I need to say that like every 15 minutes of the show. Because I think motherfuckers be calling up here and they don't understand that's the only rule I got. And goddamn it, they keep fucking letting you kill them. Every show.
Well, sucker niggas.
Somebody will call up here with that face.
You're going to get hit or something, nigga.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen tonight. You'll be a witness.
I ain't mean to say duck me because his head shot the gun.
Look, man, that's all we got. That's all the room we got, all right? K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around this bitch, man. That's what we do. That's where we came from. That's how it all started. Our love of music. We artists. We producers. Engineers. This is just an extension of the family. You understand what I'm saying?
Woo! All the many covers that Chainless wants.
Yes. Freestyle Graphics.
Woo!
The Somniac Studios.
Woo!
You understand what I'm saying?
And we
all
still
that. Crossfade,
that in the street,
Crossfade Magazine.
Yes, yes, magazine.
The relaunch is coming in the winter. Careful, haters.
I'm back.
I had them scared to death when I did that one. I had to fall back, but I'm back, bitches. That's a little secret I'm leaking to you, faggot.
Hey, hey, man, this shit's so funny, cause man, we have an affiliate out here in the streets and in the game, man. So believe, man, we've been here for some years, man.
Yeah, we doing a thing, man. And so K100 Internet Radio is another extension of the family, another way to get our movement out there to the streets. I thank everybody for their support. We already up to episode 33, and it's been love. Every episode has been great. If you don't believe us, once again, you can go back and listen to the archive of every other show. Just go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Check for it, baby. All right? Check for it. We're not playing. Shit is serious. We got a lot of participation. We got a lot of followers. We're, oh, one time for us. We hit the 1,000. We hit the 1,500 mark. On the listens and downloads and plays. 1,500 already, man. And we only been in the game 2 months. We got so many episodes because we do 4 shows a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This shit gonna spread like AIDS in a minute.
Yeah, man. Bad. No. Whoa. I wanted to spread like goddamn chlamydia, nigga.
Oh.
Extra spread.
Oh.
I don't even want a motherfucker to know it's coming. No, you got it.
Ah. Pass it out.
Anyway, that's what's up with us, man. So with that being said, and when I tell you about Chainless Entertainment, the point is we do music, man, and we support the underground and underground independent music. You understand what I'm saying? And so if you know anybody that sing, if you know anybody that rap, they do spoken word, whatever, man, comedy, let us know, man. We're trying to get them on the show. We're trying to show them some love. We're trying to give them another platform to do their thing. You understand? Without the games, without the politics. Just talent, artists, just producers, anything, man. All the beats, producers, just send us some tracks, man. We'll play your beats in the background of the show while we talking this shit. Be like, yo, we spinning some beats in the background by whatever producer tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all digging, y'all bobbing y'all heads to the beat. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all let us know. Whatever, man. We trying to give exposure to everybody that's on the underground tip. But that's what we do, man. We're an independent record label outside of everything else that we got going on. You feel what I'm saying? So with that being said, we showing love to underground. If you want to send your music, you want to get at us about that, I actually got somebody to send us. We're not going to spin it this show because we just contacted today, but I got some kid from New York, you know what I'm saying, from MySpace. They found us on the MySpace page. We on MySpace now. You understand? We on Facebook. We on Twitter. You understand? You feel me? We coming to YouTube soon. We start videotaping this shit. But we got some artists that started to submit music now. And we'll spin it, man. All you got to do is send it to our radio email address, which is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, K100radio, all one word, @gmail.com. Send us your shit. You understand? Contact us. Get at us. We straight up. We cool people, man. There ain't going to be no drama. Plain English, dog. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't no sideways talk. We're going to give it to you straight up. And we're going to talk. We're going to handle the business. We'll spin your music. We'll give you a 5-minute interview. If you got an event that you want to promote on the show, let us know. Now, we're going to start charging for that in a minute because that's how we pay bills. But right now, we just trying to goddamn get everybody to goddamn spread our word. You feel me? So, in exchange, you know what I'm saying? Holler at us, man. You got some event or something going on? You want K100 to be a sponsor or something? You understand what I'm saying? Let us know. You want us to come out there and do a live remote show at your location? Let us know. We can do that, baby. We got we mobile. We Skyping this thing.
Multitasking.
You understand? Mobile. 2 or 3 laptops over here. We good. All right? So let us know, man. We can do a live remote from your event or whatever. Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. The number to call in, once again, is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966.
Yes, yes.
You dig? Soon we're going to get that 1-800 number, but that shit costs a stack. We're going to dump that until we get about 5,000 plays. I get 5,000 plays, I might go on and dump the stacks for the damn 1-800 number. Until then, motherfucker, wait some goddamn minutes. I hope you got an unlimited plan or a metro. Your cheap ass.
If not, just wait till 9, nigga. We still here. You get to ride with us for 1 hour instead
right.
of two.
Oh, wait till 9.
Set the game up, man. I'm telling you, because you're going to have to start riding with us 3 or 4, because we coming at you.
Yeah, because it is a New York number. I don't know why, but the company that hosts the server is from New York, so you have to go through them. That's the only reason why. But we're going to come up with the 1-800 number in a little bit. But that's in due time. Until then, 347-934-0966. You dig? All right? So, look. Let's go ahead and get into the proceedings. Did I miss anything? Oh, yeah. Very, very important. Pay attention. Besides the fact that we are on MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio, all one word, we are also on iTunes. All of you iPod users, and there's millions of y'all out there, if you're listening to this show on the website or whatever, or if you know anybody that is, we are on iTunes now, okay? So what that means is if you have an iPod, you can just subscribe to our official K100 podcast on iTunes. All you got to do is go into the iTunes store when you hooked up online, do a search for K100 Radio. You'll see the middle finger. That's the logo. That's us. Hit subscribe, and it's free. So every time you plug your iPod in up to juice up your battery to add another song, you automatically download the latest episode of the show. So when you're going to work or when you're going to work out, you know what I'm saying? You can trip out with us, man, just in case it's a show that you missed, all right? You understand what I'm saying?
And
y'all make sure you do that. Yeah, that's hot right there. It's real simple, man. As soon as you plug up, once you hit subscribe, and it's totally free, when you hit subscribe, you good from then on, man. Every time you plug up, dog, you automatically, just like when you download your music, when you hit that sync button, we in there. All right? That's what's up. Real happy about that. Real happy about that. There's a lot of people that use iPods. All right, let's go ahead and get into the motherfucking show. All right, episode 33, Wonder Why They Call You Bitch. I bet you. I started to break one of my cardinal rules for this show, because I thought to go ahead and just goddamn upload that goddamn pop and have it on deck to spin for this episode, because it's just a classic song, and I did jack that for the name of the shit tonight. But I said, nah, I ain't going to do it. I said, I'm going to stick to the ground. Pac don't need no help.
Hey, yo, well, we know, so we can play, yo.
Yeah.
Man,
I thought it. I want to do it like that.
We can do that up here.
Yeah, I thought
we said artists that's right now old.
Right. I thought to go ahead and play that, bump that. I'm going to see if I can find that while we got them circle, while we up here tonight. You know, I don't know. I might go in ahead and throw
special,
that on there.
Nigga, special dedication, nigga.
Yeah. To the late great.
Nigga.
I'm going to have to do that.
Pay homage, nigga.
Now you making me now you making me feel bad about the fact that I didn't do it, dog.
I'm saying it like this. How can you say that and not play that?
That's what I was thinking myself, but I didn't know. I said I wasn't gonna do it.
I'm saying how can you say that and not play that? And a lot of people who don't even get the meaning, Pop might remind them.
Damn it, man! You know what? Damn it. Now you're gonna make me Google and find this shit, because I don't have it on the fucking deck right now. If I had it on deck, I ain't got the damn CD right now. And I ain't got my iTunes library loaded.
You're gonna
up.
Be motherfuckers calling up here and saying, play that shit again and play that shit again and play that shit again.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because when we get to talking about it,
yeah,
a lot of bitches gonna motherfucking misconstrue or misconcept what the fuck we saying, and we'll just let Pop do it all over again.
Of course that is true. We could do it like that. Alright, let's get into the motherfucking proceedings this evening. Welcome to the show, episode 33, Wonder Why They Call You Bitch.
I bet you.
Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. Here we go. How you doing, ladies? I don't want y'all to get offended tonight, but this should be a classic episode. And this is not no disrespect intended, ladies. You understand what I'm saying? I gave y'all a plot. I love y'all. My ladies are my most faithful listeners. Fellas, I fuck with y'all. But y'all goddamn don't call as much as you goddamn females. I got some loyal female listeners. Probably because I be, you know what I'm saying, you know, mashing them a lot. But I be giving them games, so they fuck with me.
If we talking about getting our dicks up 3 times a day, the lives would be stupid for with
right.
Them.
Right, but we ain't. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, this is not any disrespect to any of my female listeners at all. You feel me? So let me go ahead and give you the synopsis. I've noticed lately that just like the infamous N-word, the word bitch has morphed. Now, just like black people have turned the N-word into whatever they wanted to mean instead of what it originally meant, it was really nigger, but they turned it into nigger, and we morphed it into making it goddamn mean whatever the hell we want to. Like, I can say That's my motherfucking nigga. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? I'll be like, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, niggas is crook and mean it in a positive light. So have females transformed the word bitch. Now, it can still be used as a demeaning way to describe a woman. You feel me? We already know that. It's still, you can still be like, bitch, what the, you know, and you know, them fighting words. But it can now also mean when a female said that she's talking about her motherfucking best friend. Like, oh, that's my motherfucking bitch right there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Women have morphed this word and turned it on its head. And actually, let me just go ahead and give you off top. I'm for it because words have way too much power as it is. You feel what I'm saying? Wars are started over words. People die over words. You feel what I'm saying? If a word can trigger an action and a great overreaction most of the time. You feel what I'm saying? And it can cause a lot of harm. And it's just a fucking word. It's just a breath. But it's a couple of vowels and consonants put together.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers turn that shit into goddamn bitch or fuck nigga, and the motherfucker get their head blown off behind.
You know what?
It's all words. Yeah, the nigga didn't punch you. The nigga didn't rob you. But a nigga called you the wrong thing, and you could die over that. So words have enormously too much power as it is.
You know what? The thing of it is, we never. And I know we talk about it a lot.
What?
It ain't what you say. It's how you say it and
you're
how
right.
You use it.
That's right.
You know what I'm
but
saying? I can say, shit, what's up, my nigga?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that. I could be like, shit, nigga, I'm finna do something to you.
Right.
And you know, nigga be like, shit, now you ain't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it just all depends on how you use that word.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the sentence and what kind of expression you put behind it.
All right. And with that being said, that's what we're talking about tonight.
Exactly.
You feel me? Because I'm going to give you, you know, like I said, it can mean that bitch want to fight, or it can mean, God damn it, that's your motherfucker, that's your dog, that's your best friend. You feel what I'm saying? So what I want to talk about tonight is exactly, A, do you use the word bitch in various different ways? Some females be like, I don't even use it. If a motherfucker say bitch to me, God damn it, they mean bitch, and God damn it, we about to thump. Period, point blank. And that's some people, you know, 2010, and some females, they old school like that. But I'm going to tell you straight up, baby, you are in fact old school. Because now, new school, new generation, you feel what I'm saying? Your motherfucking bitch could be your motherfucking homegirl. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It used to mean, you know, stuck up motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker with a bad attitude. A scandalous ass motherfucking woman, like Pop said, you know, that's what Pop meant. And we said, wonder why they call you bitch. He meant it in, you know, when from a scandalous standpoint of view, you know, drama. You feel me? But you got gangster bitch, classy bitch, real bitch, down ass bitch, nasty bitch, freaky bitch, straight up bitch. That's my bitch. All of them include the same motherfucking word, bitch. And all of them mean something totally different. And every last one of those phrases I just uttered are used constantly by females. Females that call this show. Females I know in the hood. Females I work with. You feel me? Ghetto or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, I got a motherfucking special in-house guest that just got here. He on color people time, but one time's my motherfucking homeboy Fred in the building. We're gonna get him situated, my motherfucking homie from the goddamn bay in the motherfucking building. He gonna chime in on the motherfucking discussion, so we got an extra set of ears and an extra motherfucking opinion in this motherfucker tonight.
But before we go in and fall the blue, man, do that shit again. Run down that bitch shit again.
Oh, hold on.
Hey, that shit was like balls.
Y'all
niggas didn't hear that shit. I ain't did it.
Hold on.
Let me
motherfucking run it down for you bitches.
Hey.
I can use the word bitches now, right? Can I?
Hey, y'all check that shit out.
But see, no, I'm going to tell you why I can't use the word bitch no more. You know why I can't use the word? See, it's that nigger effect. Just like white people can't use the word nigger. The way we use it, we can't use the word bitch like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Man, spit the ball.
I'm just
saying, that shit.
Once again, gangster bitch. Oh, I'm a classy bitch. Nigga, I'm a real bitch. Oh, I'm a down-ass bitch. I'm a nasty bitch. Yeah, you know, I'm a freaky bitch. And I'm a straight-up bitch. Oh, that's my motherfucking bitch. All this shit, every fucking phrase, every fucking word, everything I just said is used by females that I know on a constant basis. But these same, motherfuckers might want a motherfucking goddamn throat if I say bitch, biatch. You know what I'm saying? I tried my damnest to find a too short snippet real quick before the show started, but I ran out of time and load that motherfucker.
Hey, hold on, hold on.
You know what I'm
saying? I want to talk about these bitches that like to be called bitches.
Right. Some of them like shit. They don't give a fuck.
That's right. When they sucking that dick, you be like, you like that?
Yeah, you like that, you old freaking bitch. I don't like that freaky shit, you freaky bitch. Listen, man, the point is...
I've been a bad bitch. Yeah,
listen, the point is, we have a lot of women that use the word this way now. You feel what I'm saying? A whole bunch of them use it as slang, and they're taking the word, and they took, just like black people took the power out of the word nigger, these females them basically kind of took the power out of the word bitch. I mean, you can call a girl a bitch, and it's still fighting words, just like a white boy can call you a nigger, and it's still fighting words, but it's still far less powerful of a term because women have taken it, flipped it on his head, and made it mean what the fuck they wanted to mean now. It's the same. They did the same thing that black people did for the word nigga. Now, if you agree or disagree with this shit, and my line's got plenty of people on it, y'all hit the motherfucking number one. If you out there in www.world, the number to call in is 347-934-0966. When you're on the motherfucking line, hit the motherfucking number one. Let me know. Do you use the word bitch like that? Now, keep in mind, I will, in fact, murder your ass on the motherfucking air, Ace Appleton, like P. Red says, if I know for a fact that you use the motherfucking word like that, if I know you. That's pretty much all my female callers, except maybe one. I think the only one that make a big deal and try not to use the word like that, I know who she is, and I'm pretty much sure she gonna chime in. You feel me? Every other motherfucker that called this goddamn show, nigga, I know, personally, use that word like that when they describe their friends. When they describe their favorite rapper, oh, Lil' Kim, oh, that's my motherfucking bitch. You know what I'm saying? Or Nicki Minaj, that's my motherfucking bitch. That hoe be snapping. Ho, we can go ahead. Let's just throw a hoe into it. Why not? They say that shit too. They use the word hoe like, fuck it now. It ain't even no big deal.
Applaud yourself.
I'm just saying, ladies. I'm just fucking saying. Now, of course, you gonna call a couple fellas, you know what I'm saying? Fellas, make no mistake about it. You can still get mashed by a motherfucking female by using that motherfucking word. Your girl will still goddamn break up with you, not give you no pussy behind that motherfucking word.
You acting like a bitch right now.
You know what I'm saying? You can't goddamn just free willy nilly use it like they can. Just like white people can't free nilly willy use the word nigga. It's rules and regulations to this shit.
Hey, but why are we saying that? Let me go ahead and tell y'all ladies right now.
Go ahead.
And I'm just keeping this shit 100.
Right.
When y'all ain't around us, we call y'all bitch anyway, because we ain't trying to call your name all the time.
Right.
I know anybody fuck with me and they ask me something about my girl, I'll be like, shit, my bitch know what the business is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to keep telling your name and all that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what we talking about. So ladies, regardless of the fact, we calling you bitch anyway. That's just what we...
But the thing is, they calling each other bitch.
Yeah, that too.
They'll sit here and get mad at a nigga for saying it. But even when they mean it negatively, they be like, man, this motherfucking punk-ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like, nigga... But then sometimes I see it, it's just crazy. But I'm trying to goddamn see, well, when it is negative, in fact, what in fact is a bitch? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, is it still disrespectful or is it all in the way you say it? Like you said, P. Rich, you understand what I'm saying?
Hey,
is
man.
It about how is it? It's because it's about how you say it.
Oh, you know it's about how you say it. Don't you ain't even got to ask me that.
I'm asking the public. Oh. I'm asking the people.
If somebody call you something out other than that, nigga, you gonna be ready to motherfucking thump, nigga. If you know they meant that shit in a motherfucking hostile way, nigga, you gonna shit.
See, with the word nigga, you got to add a word in front of it. You got to add fuck nigga. Pussy nigga.
Bitch nigga.
Bitch nigga.
Yeah.
You gotta add something in front of the word. You can't just be like, oh nigga, what's up? Unless you be like, nigga, what's up, nigga? And what did I see now?
See
you
what
that,
I'm saying?
Like,
hey,
like, I don't know. Nigga.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? It's expression. It's for
expression. The point is, if you agree or disagree with what I'm saying, I want to hear from you. You feel what I'm saying? If you're a female especially, do you use the word that way? Do you agree with females use it that way? Do you have a problem with that? You feel me? Do you feel like it's like you know, a double standard. I feel like it's a double standard. I feel like if you're a female that get mad when a nigga use the word bitch, you kind of like when white people goddamn be like saying like, well, goddamn it, you use the word nigga, why I can't?
Hey,
but then
I know
again,
I will use the word.
You still gonna get punched in your motherfucking face.
I know I will use
boy.
The word nigga though.
You know what I'm saying? You still gonna get punched in your face, white boy. Just like some of you niggas still gonna get broke up by your girl, gonna break up with you, and they gonna wanna fight you and cuss you out and make a scene if you use the word bitch, especially in public. You understand? Or even in private.
Guess what?
You gonna still get. They gonna still snap.
If you use the word bitch on the female, go cut your foot out for you. Go, we ain't using
right.
that shit.
Right.
We ain't claiming, bitch.
Right. See, this is gonna be a long night. This is gonna be a long night.
You can't call your girl a bitch and then tell her come on the bed and you
right.
want some of that pussy.
That ain't gonna and, happen, was, and then what's up there? Oh, I see somebody raising their hand. I'm gonna go to the line. But then what's crazy about the shit, B? Women can listen to a motherfucking song, even with rap. Everybody be like, why they all, I don't like rap because they always use the word calling women bitches and hoes. But them motherfucking same motherfuckers be dancing off that same motherfucking song.
Hold on. I can give
you
feel
one, me? That's
one, one record that I know every woman that I'm talking about straight up that we love, nigga, that Lay It Down by 8 Ball MJG.
Right.
Play that record in the club or anywhere. I bet your females gonna run that off.
You hoes lay it down. Don't matter.
I'm the pimp and she's the hoe.
Right.
Say the left.
The motherfucker bitch, they know every word to the song.
That's
they know the motherfucking song. Rapping every word. Like,
that's
nigga, that's my motherfucking
you.
Song. You feel me?
Bitch, bring me cash. Come on now.
So now you wonder why we use the word bitch.
Hey, I'm talking about they know that.
We use the word bitch. Because y'all use the word bitch. That's why we use the word bitch. We know the limitations, but goddamn it, don't be goddamn tripping because a nigga used the word bitch. If you use the word bitch.
Not tiptoeing on you bitches.
You feel what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. We going to the lines. I got one on the air. Shay, what's happening, babe?
What's up? How y'all doing?
We doing all right. What this is? What time for the Facebook people checking in? I got me and T-Reg and my homie Fred in the motherfucking building. You know Fred, Shay?
T-Reg and Fred.
What's up, baby?
What's happening? Hey, check this out. Shay, do you use the word bitch?
I do. I sure do. Ain't no shame in it.
I'm saying, do you use the word in a positive way to, like, describe one of your friends? Like, when you're talking to your homegirl.
Yeah, I do. Certain friends, because I know straight up that certain friends, they don't use that word and they take it, like, totally the wrong way. But, yeah, I got some homegirls, we just down like that. I'd be like, girl, you know what, whatever. And I got one friend in particular, we use the word hoe interchangeably and don't mean anything negative by it. I mean, I go over there, she'd be like, I know this hoe ain't been over to my house in forever. What you been up to? You know, whatever. And that's just how we get down like that.
Okay. Now, I know, I see a lot of people on my line, they scared, they don't want to say nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
That's just how I know.
I know y'all women do this shit, man.
Hey, I got a plug. So
now,
you feel
when
right?
it's the male, on the other hand, you know, I might be a bitch in private. You know, we could be bitches all day long in private, but I ain't going to be too many bitches out in public.
Oh, you ain't going to let us get carried away on y'all.
Oh, no, you can't bitch out in public right now. Now, we behind closed doors, you know, we get down or whatever, you know. I'll bitch all day long, but I ain't gonna be too many bitches on the phone.
Right. Cause like what is like this right here? And you
yeah,
do it like that
yeah.
right here?
Yeah, I'll be a badass bitch right about then, but I'm public.
We are goddamn give you some motherfucking props. That shit right there. That shit's so hood.
You understand what I'm saying? I just had to get hood for a minute, but you know,
yeah.
That's how it is.
That shit is hood.
That's
the question, but you know what? It ain't even about being hood. It's motherfuckers. It don't matter if you hood or not, nigga. Females use this word. You ain't got to be hood. Most ghetto motherfucking girls do use it more than a motherfucker who ain't really from the hood. But this shit go across the board. I don't even want to hear that shit. Don't call the motherfucker show talking about, oh, you ghetto if you do that. Hell no. I know some motherfucking women who ain't spitting a fucking day in the ghetto when they say that shit.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
You
know
what I'm
saying?
I'm saying?
Upscale chicks will be like, what's up, bitches? You know, whatever. I always use that word.
Right. So go ahead, Shay. Give us a couple of rules where we can't use the word. Just inform the fellas.
What's the pointer?
Go ahead and tell us real
quick.
A couple
of rules. Okay.
When is it not okay for us to use the word? You said in public, but I mean, give us something else. Let us know. We want to know. Cause now I'm confused. Cause sometimes I say the word bitch and the bitch look at me funny, and sometimes I'll be like bitch and the bitch bust out laughing. I don't know. I'm confused, Shay.
Okay. Let me break it down. if you do not know this person very well, like say if y'all ain't homegirls, you know, homeboy, homegirls or whatever, kicking it, then you cannot use the word bitch. If you just met this person, you cannot use the word bitch. If you know this person through somebody like a strange that you don't know very well, you cannot use the word bitch.
So at what point can I use, where's the threshold? You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you know him, like say if it's like say, you know, if it's somebody like you know, one of your homies or whatever, and you know, y'all just cool, you can use the word bitch, you know, and if you know that the girl normally uses that in her vocabulary and that she's known for, like me, if I'm known for interchangeably using that word, I don't take offense, you know, you can use that word, that's cool. But some chicks, you can't cross that line unless you know them like that because we'll get snapped on.
I understand. I have this stepped on.
And you would get snapped on slow if you keep using that word with the wrong people.
And I cut that bitch up.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Oh, and if you like getting into a disagreement or argument or whatever with your girl, and you want to flip up and say something, don't flip up and call her a bitch. I mean, anything
but it. Don't flip up
and call her a bitch.
Wait. Hold on. Let me pump your brakes right there real quick. I need to make a motherfucking public service, a motherfucking announcement. Live, okay, 100. Everybody pay attention. In the WWW world of my phone lines and my motherfucking goddamn crib right now, me and my motherfucking niggas, this shit is important, man. Let me tell you motherfucking women something. When you goddamn get into a motherfucking argument with your man, soon as you come out your mouth with the word motherfucker or nigga, you have already opened the door for us to use the word bitch when you do that. Why? Because you have started to use the word motherfucker and nigga in that negative light. You started it first. You went there first. Why you get mad if I say, man, bitch, what the fuck you talking about? When you be like, man, nigga, you motherfucking blah, 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 with your motherfucking head shaking and your finger pointing and your eyes rolling. But then when I be like, bitch, you motherfucking blah, blah, blah. Oh, I know you didn't call me bitch. Bitch, kill yourself. What the fuck is wrong with you? You just disrespected me first when you called me nigga that way. Like that nigga in the street called me that shit, nigga. Or when you call me that motherfucker like that, oh, nigga, now you don't open up the motherfucking door. Now you might be bitch. You might be hoe. That's just a motherfucking public service announcement from motherfucking K100 Radio. Bitches.
Okay, now I'm going to agree with you because I ain't even get to that point yet. So I'm going to agree with you. It's a whole disrespect thing at that point. That was my point. It was a disrespect thing. You don't want nobody disrespecting you. You don't need to be disrespecting nobody else. So at that point, yeah, that's a disrespect issue right there.
You're right. That's all I'm saying.
So, ladies, y'all listen. Hey, Blizzard and Shaggy, y'all spoilers.
I'm letting you motherfucking know.
Because, hey.
You dealing with me? Come out your motherfucking mouth like, nigga, you motherfucking need you, nigga. You might get it.
Don't part your lips to say B. Don't part your lips to say B.
Hey, don't goddamn call
me. Don't even fix your mouth to say book.
Don't call me nigga like. Nigga like, oh, like you trying to
like
you
gonna get straight or something.
You feel what I'm saying?
No, you don't well enough.
Where you going? Going war.
No, you don't well enough. Get your ass out of here, bitch.
Because women always like to have their cake and eat it too. This one of the instances where they like to be disrespectful, but play it off like it ain't disrespect. But oh, when you say bitch, oh nigga, I know you disrespect me. Then you just call me three motherfuckers and nigga. You feel me? In that way, that goddamn fighting word kind of nigga.
I go ahead and tell them, call your daddy, your uncle, your brother, your nephew, because
shit. What are you talking about, bitch?
Because you
know what I'm saying? Now, come on now. You know that's right. Y'all already know. I'm just giving y'all motherfuckers some game. So
I'm
when y'all motherfuckers
saying,
ladies out there.
Take me throw. That's the time you shouldn't say that.
What you mean? When we arguing after you done called me nigga and motherfucker
No. It shouldn't ever even get to no nigga and motherfucker. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, the chick shouldn't even be saying them kind of words anyway. You know, if you arguing with somebody, whatever, there's a whole lot of other many more words you can use other than them two words. That's why I'm saying there's a whole lot of more words y'all can use to get mad or whatever. You ain't got to throw that bitch out there.
I'm glad.
Once again, you are doing a classic thing that females do. I know it's a lot of motherfucking words that we can use, but that one cut deep like that motherfucker cut deep like that motherfucker.
Just like that nigga and that, yeah, exactly. Just like that nigga motherfucker gonna cut you deep. That bitch gonna cut us deep.
Right. So then, if you don't want to goddamn get cut, don't pull out a blade on the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's a double-edged sword.
Your bitches better keep your blades in your pocket. We mashing you. Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad. I'm glad y'all too kind of cleared that up, because there's a lot of soap sucker niggas out there that even understand goddamn that women go cross that threshold first, and they still are getting abused like
they getting abused by
like
you. You know what I'm saying?
I am not an advocate of domestic violence by any means, verbal or physical.
them niggas getting mentally abused, verbally abused, and still scared to goddamn be like, well, I ain't gonna call her no bitch.
Hey, this motherfucker brought and called you fuck nigga.
Pussy nigga.
Put ass nigga.
You ain't and you got them scared to say bitch. Fuck is wrong with you?
Nigga, grow some dickhead on some motherfucking balls.
And then she just got them got the phone with her homegirl. Bitch, you crazy. Bitch, kill yourself.
What's wrong with these motherfuckers, man?
We've been
goddamn. I'm here to
obliterate the word bitch tonight. I'm here to kill it, dead.
You know, just like P. Red say, like when we ain't around, whatever, y'all be, you know, throwing around the bitch, whatever. We do the same thing.
I already know, baby. That's why we do it.
We just keep it. And we don't mean it like, you know, nothing negative, but you know, that's what, you know, girl, let me tell this nigga so and so and so and so.
That's what
but
I'm
we
saying.
We don't mean it like, you know, we hate y'all guts and it like that. That's just girlfriend lingo. That's all.
Let somebody else
call your man nigga.
Hold on, let me get my motherfucking cards again.
See, that's keeping it 100. That's why you're getting the applause, Shay. That's why, because we know y'all do it.
I'm saying, you know, we don't mean it like no disrespect way. That's
we don't
just how we be talking, honey. That's all.
We don't either. We can love our motherfucking woman and be like, man, my motherfucking bitch tripping, man.
But you know what I love?
But we're using the word bitch.
As soon as somebody else call one of our men a nigga or whatever, then it's on. It's on like a pot of net bones right then. Like,
see?
We can do it, but can't nobody else do it.
But you know
here we go. Here we go.
You know what I love when a woman calls that girlfriend?
Bitch, what?
You better not let nobody call your woman a bitch. What?
Hey, you know what I love when a woman be telling that girlfriend?
What?
That nigga got some good ass dick. Yeah!
Well, that's one thing you won't ever hear me say.
Don't.
You ain't about to get no props from me. I ain't got to say a shit.
Hey,
my mouth closed.
Hey,
I'm at, like, we don't have sex. What are you talking about?
Hey, you shut down the free pussy now.
You know if you know it's good for you, you might, because they ain't going to do nothing but let me goddamn mash about it.
I don't play well in the sandbox. Mm-mm, I ain't sharing my toys.
I'm just going to mash after we break up. That's all that's going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? But all right, Shay, appreciate it. We're going to get the rest of these calls, all right?
All right.
All right, stay on the line, though. So this next caller, let me go ahead and answer this caller, because I already know she's going to goddamn go absolutely 100% against everything Shay just said. What's up, Keith?
Why you got to say I'll put all that disclaimer before you?
Because I already know what the fuck you finna say. You know what I'm saying? We've been through this already. We already know what you finna say, but go ahead.
I don't even want to hear that bullshit.
This is how I feel about it. You know,
Hold on. If I ever catch you using the word, I'm telling you,
why
I'm
gonna catch you doing it so bad.
You ain't gonna really catch me using that unless I, like I said, I mean it in the most demeaning, disrespectful way that it's meant to be used. I don't talk to my friends that way. I don't just be throwing it around. And I showed, and if, like Shay said, when you argue with your female, oh, that's the last thing you need to call her. But I'm not even too tough about to be arguing with you. So it won't even get to the point where I'm calling you all kind of, you know, oh, yo, fuck nigga, dude. I'm not going to do all that. I'm just going to be like, all right then, pimpin', you know, it's all good.
You too cool.
Yeah, she's too
cool. I'm not with that nonsense. With no dude. I don't argue with no dude. For what?
All right.
And then it turned into some more other stuff. But like I said, don't call me one, because I take offense to that word. So to me, that.
Hello?
Hey, Keith said we want them horses.
Hello?
Yeah.
what you were saying now, you had went out real quick. What you said?
Oh, I said I take offense to that word. Somebody called me one, I take offense to it.
So your homegirls don't call you that? Y'all don't talk like that?
No.
Alright.
Now, I guess I'm the old school person you were talking about, but we never have done it.
Thanks for telling me. I still want to buy one of them horses you got.
You understand what I'm saying? Look. You know what, Key? This all we saying. We know for
but
a
you
fact.
You don't really hear me say that word either, do you?
I know. That's what, unless you mean it like bitch.
Yeah.
Like bitch.
Yeah, for
you
real.
Feel me?
You don't hear me say that. I don't just say that word.
I know. I understand what you're saying. I ain't saying every woman going by this rule. Just like it's some black people that don't use the word nigga. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? But what I'm saying is we're going with the majority on this topic. And majority, now will you agree that majority of the motherfucking women?
Yeah. I know a lot of women that do that. Yeah.
All right,
I know a lot of women that just use it towards each other. Best friends.
Right.
But you don't cut the cake with them hoes, huh?
Nah, I ain't with it. Don't call me one. You call your other friends that. Don't talk to me like that.
What about the word hoe?
Don't call me that either. It's nothing. It's zero flattering about that word. It's nothing at all. I don't even see how that can be transformed into a good word.
Well, women do it all the time, though. And you know
it's
that, right?
Absolutely not flattering. I can see the B word before that because, you know, your attitude could make you be acting like, a B that day. You know, your attitude just could be funky like, yeah, she acting like a little B, you know. But as far as the word hoe, oh, no, that's just all out, straight up.
Hey, look, Hey, Key, I got one question to ask you. Have you ever heard a nigga say, when you walk by him and say, damn, that B got a fat ass. Have you ever heard that? Did you get offended?
Yes, I have.
Did you get offended?
I just ignored, because it was like in a club or something. But, you know, in that atmosphere.
Wait! Because that nigga was talking about how juicy your ass was, it was all right.
No, it wasn't all right.
I'm
kind of notorious for if I go to a club, you know, for about getting into altercations. So I try to, you know, I'd be like, let me just go on because I ain't trying to, you know, add another number about altercations at the club.
So you do get offended if a motherfucking nigga walk up and be like, man, that's
yeah.
bad. You get mad about
yeah.
that. You don't like that. Even though he obviously paying you a compliment.
I don't care. That's not a compliment to me. When that word come out, anything behind that is demeaning. It's no longer a compliment.
Welcome to 2010, Keela. How you doing?
Don't care. They could be like that. They could just be like she got a fat. Oh, that why it got to be that? You know what I'm saying? No, don't call me that. Period.
That's because the word has been transformed. That's why.
I don't care. But well, then it's okay for the white boy who tried when you was backing out that pro to call you a nigga then.
No, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm trying to tell you in the minority. You feel what I'm saying? Every listen. See, the thing with the nigga and the nigger, that shit is 99.9% across the board. You feel what I'm saying? That shit like 99.9% across the board. You are in the minority. You are in the goddamn 10% of women who feel that way. You are. I am not. I'm in the motherfucking 99.9% of black people who was sparking motherfucking cracker for getting wrong about that. You feel what I'm saying? Period.
Yeah.
You are in the minority. Because most women nowadays, and I'm just telling you how it is, maybe it's,
I know it's how it is because, like you said, a lot of women do it. I don't knock them for doing it. That's their thing. But
right.
if a female know me, look, don't call. Okay, you call me one. Like, okay, bitch. When I say it, oh, I mean it. I ain't no playing around. I love you, but you still none of that.
Okay. Well, all right. That's all right. So you. All right. Well, you won. We got one tonight, and we're gonna have a couple of calls. We're gonna see. We got
might
this one person
old, you might be
who
says
she don't
man.
Use the word like that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now she might not. You probably gonna have somebody come in here that's stunting. See, I know her for, and I know for a fact she don't use it like that. So that's why I didn't kill her ass dead. I let her live because I know for a fact she don't use it like that. And I already knew when she raised her hand, she was gonna say that shit right there any fucking way.
Why gotta be all that?
That's why I didn't want to hear that bullshit from that nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I already knew. But it's all good. Hey, listen, everybody don't see it that way. Everybody don't see it this way. We're not trying to force this shit on nobody. We just saying, like we said, you in the minority. Period, point blank. You in the minority.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this right here. Do you like 8-Ball MJG's lay it down?
Hey, no and I do. Look, when y'all saying that, y'all talking about me, I know every word. I know the whole word. I know all of it.
When it come on, do you be rapping it?
What? Word for word, nigga, like I wrote it.
Bro, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
That's why I say it when I say it.
Hey, but rapping a song and talking to somebody saying that is too. I'm rapping a song. I ain't talking to somebody.
Here we go.
If you in the club,
here we go.
Well, I'm defending. You know,
just like you in the club and that nigga walked by and that nigga was like, damn, that bitch fine. You in the club. God damn it. You in the
and
club.
That's why, like I said, I was like, all right, you know, I attribute that to the environment that I'm in right now. Like I said, I attribute that to the environment. But yes, right. I will rap 8-Ball MJG all day long.
I mean, because you did say that was your favorite rap group when we had.
I love
that,
them. Yeah.
The greatest of all time episode. Don't I don't forget shit around this motherfucker. So don't.
You're like an elephant.
And look, that's why I say it when I say it because I noticed.
Right.
No matter what club I'm been to,
right.
In Atlanta, outside, even in New York, nigga.
Yeah.
Women was motherfucking killing that record.
Right.
I'm talking about new
you hoes lay it down.
Hey,
you know what I'm
saying?
He might have been talking about some men. He might have been talking about some men. He might have been talking about robbing some dudes and just calling them hoes too.
Just for playing with me like that. I'm headed and I'm gone. And I'm gone. You out. Bye. God damn it.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know
and I'm
mean?
Going on
man,
that.
I'm talking about, man, a woman know that record.
Man, come on, man.
Hey, nigga.
Why did we play games? Why we playing games like that?
Now, this nigga, when T.I. went to jail for that last couple of down there, nigga, 8-Ball now came out, and I promise you, it was more white people than black people out there.
Yeah.
But the white folk knew that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
That and that young bro, no
yeah.
lie.
Yeah.
Them motherfucking white folk rapping the 8-Ball MJG. And
the girls was?
Hey, I'm talking about the women were more caught than them nigga was.
Right. You hoes lay it down. 850-527, get at me.
What's going on, y'all? It's T. Lewis, man.
What happened to my nigga?
What's
going on? Way out from Arizona, some damn way in the desert. I'm coming to you 678. I'm coming to you 770. Give me a minute. I'm coming down the line. The other 8502. I'm coming. All right, homie, what's happening, man? Appreciate you calling in.
What's
go
going
ahead.
On?
Go ahead and run it down to us. What you think about what we're talking about?
But for real, y'all just touched on it just a minute ago, because I'm going to say just like this, and I'm pretty sure they have the most niggas around, though. Y'all
yeah.
see, y'all be out with your boys or something like that, and you see this fine chick, she just walk by, you be like, you can't do nothing but say, dang, that bitch bad.
Right.
That's
and you
all
mean,
you say. You be just
and
like,
you been, and you
God
been,
dog.
And you been in the best way possible.
It's just like, you can't, you ain't even got no other word to say, but dang, that bitch is fine. That's
yeah.
all you can say. And it ain't nothing derogatory about it. You don't mean nothing demeaning about it. But if I understand what Keith said, you go up to somebody and tell them, yeah, you a fine bitch. I mean, most times, most chicks ain't going to like that, though.
But we're not going to say that. See? We don't do
that.
No nigga not going to do that. But ain't nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Most niggas ain't going to do that unless he a dummy. But,
right. Right.
But for the most part, yeah, I mean. But then again, you do say like, yeah, that bitch dumb or something like that, especially if you don't like her.
Right.
I mean, but for the most part, you see a nice looking chick, you be like, damn, that bitch is bad. Especially if she take you by surprise, you really don't know what else to say.
Right. Because that's the word that's been programming to motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it one. Man, listen, man. The name of my show once again, people, is K100. Keeping it 100. We just keeping this shit all the way thorough, nigga. We know black people and white people. See, this shit cross colors. You know white girls use this word.
You ever
watch, like, what the fucking show? Any show on MTV and shit. Hey, them bitches on Jersey Shore use this shit.
Yeah.
Them goddamn Italian motherfucking hoes. You feel me? Bitch, what? That's my motherfucking bitch. Paris Hilton used the word like that. All kind of shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
One thing though, I will say this about your girl Key. She probably get that a lot though. Niggas probably just don't come up. I know niggas just don't come up and say that about her because I ain't trying to front. I done seen pictures of her. I'm like, yeah, she probably get that a lot.
Yeah, but when
she passed by, they be like, dang, that bitch bad.
Right, but still, the whole point of it is, as long as she can keep her point of view. And I didn't mash until she just goddamn contradicted herself with the 8-Ball shit. But I really let her ride because she said she don't use the word herself. Now see,
right.
I won't allow no motherfucking female to call up here today and talk shit about using the word bitch when they use it themselves. That's why I gave Shay her props because I know for a fact Shay used the word like that. And there's a lot of motherfucking females that's on this motherfucking line. They bet not They bet not hit that motherfucking number one and try me. I'm going to murk their ass.
Right.
Ha! Not to know you call your motherfucking homegirls, bitch.
Hey,
you feel me?
Hey, P. Lewis.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, since you all the way out there in Arizona, man, you know, I actually love when you call in to the show. So tell me how I go down out there in Arizona, man, with this topic right here. Is it the same or is it just, you know, Atlanta? I mean, how it is out there?
Say that again, though.
How is it out there in Arizona? Is it the same? See, I think this is countrywide, region-wide. It ain't no southern thing. They do the same thing out there in Arizona, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, you got white boys calling girls bitches too. I mean, they might use other words. I mean, just like you got your Mexican boy. They call them bitches and Mexican too. In Spanish, too. I said Mexican, but Spanish too. So it's pretty much same thing out here.
But what about the females? Do the females call each other bitch?
You know, I can't really say yes or no, because I never really heard unless now. But most of the time, if I heard it that way, the chick really don't like this other chick. That's mostly in the case that I heard it.
Okay.
But for the most part, I can't really say that I heard it a whole lot and where they say, oh, that's my bitch right there or something like that.
Right.
But for the, like I said, the most part, if they call a female a bitch out here, for the most part, they don't like the other chick.
Yeah, see, that's what I want. No, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, so I'm not going to say it's regional because I see.
I'm not.
He may not have heard it, but I know for a fact it ain't a southern
say
thing.
It's regional.
You feel me? I know bitches all over this country that do that shit from
but
everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying it's regional. It's just when he called in, I know he way out of Arizona.
Right.
It's just that we always ask him that question, so I just be trying to get the call.
Yeah.
And the listeners more insight on what's going on out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But on the flip side, though, I'm around a bunch of bougie niggas too, so I can't. So.
A nigga bougie?
So it kind of skews my viewpoint a little bit. So.
But like Shay said earlier, I've been around chicks who you would consider bougie, who, you know, they ain't from the hood, the projects or nothing. They from the suburbs. They got jobs, and they still use the word like that. With their homegirl. You know what I'm saying? So to me it crossed race, it crossed region, it crossed class. You feel what I'm saying? I've heard women from different regions, different races, and different class use the word bitch and be like, that's my motherfucking bitch. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
White, black, rich, poor, hood, suburbs, it don't matter. I have witnessed personally. Lots and lots of females from all walks use it like that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying it like this. This word has came from the almighty low and reached the almighty high.
Right.
Ha ha. How
right.
about that?
Like the word nigga. All right, T. Lewis.
All right, now.
So, okay. He said he don't really hear it like that out there in Arizona. You feel me? But like he said, he ain't around a certain kind of people. But, I mean, I'm telling you, man. For me, fuck that. I ain't saying he wrong because I ain't finna goddamn... I ain't been to Arizona, so, you know, of course, he know more than me.
That's why I asked the question.
You feel me? But I don't know, man. I ain't never really met no chick from Arizona. But I know I done met chicks from Cali, New York, the Midwest. You feel what I'm saying? Atlanta, especially in Atlanta and the Bay.
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit is like, nigga, the motherfuckers. Women in the South, nigga.
I know for a fact
women in the South, goddamn, don't give a fuck about using that word like that. You know what I'm saying?
Next caller,
man. 678-571. Get at me.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Coco Smooth, what the business is, baby? Alright. Do you use the word bitch like that?
I definitely use the word like that. I wouldn't say I more so use it a lot with my friends, but with my sister, I definitely call her a bitch in the whole back and forth. So.
And that's your motherfucking blood sister, right?
Yes.
And that's because that's your motherfucking, you love her, you love that bitch. That's your motherfucker, right?
That's right, and that's what we call each other. You know, I call her B-I-B-I if my mama on the phone and call her a bitch, or, you know, a dad
right.
a bitch, whatever.
Right, exactly. You feel what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, we've already established you kept it 100, you kept it real, that's cool.
Let's see if she's going to pass test number two.
Listen, well, first of all, have you ever, like, got into an argument with your dude and called him a motherfucker and all this kind of shit, and then he called you bitch and you got mad?
No, I don't do all the motherfucking and all that back and forth. But, I mean, I guess if you definitely put it out there, calling somebody like that, then you can expect to be called something back and not be offensive towards it. but I personally don't do all the back, you know, the name calling or whatever.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, yeah. Now, so what way do you use it? The word, what way do you use the most? Would you call yourself a classy bitch?
A jazzy one.
A jazzy bitch. I like it. I like it. I like jazzy bitches. I personally like gangster bitches. I put a post up on Facebook for all y'all know. I said I think I'm goddamn getting over my affinity with these gangster bitches, but I still, that was my first love, gangster bitches. Yes, I in fact love them. I love the fashion, but anyway.
It's all in the context of what you're saying. Definitely don't use it, like, if you are going to beef with nobody, just don't haul off and say no bitch, because that's a problem. But, you know, if you just cool with somebody and you have to be cool with that person, they, you know, it's not offensive towards them, then it's okay to use the word bitch.
So you cool with it? Where you from?
I'm cool with it.
Where you from?
I'm from the ship. /Louisiana.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, okay. From the South. Now, the other two people that called so far, I know that Keela is from Atlanta and Shay's from the Banging Bay. She's from Panama City. So far, we've only been hearing from women from the South. And that's really all that's on my line. I wish some women from somewhere else would call, but I still stand by my statement of saying that I know for a fact women from other places use the word like that too. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know. You feel me? Anybody got any more questions for Coco Smooth? Anybody? Nobody? No.
Nobody
got no questions for Coco Smooth?
Get the fuck off the line!
God damn it!
I was about to let it go. I was about to let it go, but I was Coco Smooth was fight for Cole, so you ain't. You ain't get that right there, baby.
You gonna call me a bitch, T-Race.
Hey, baby. I don't know you that good yet, but we gonna make it though.
But look though. I mean, we mean it in the best possible way, bitch. You are motherfucking bitch, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's me? Right. I'm a down bitch. I'm a down one.
That's right. Motherfucking goddamn K motherfucking 100, bitch.
That's right.
One time for the K-100, bitches. Except for King. She get mad when somebody say that. But she is, in fact, one of the K-100 bitches. I'm sorry.
Hey, Blitz.
Blitz. Didn't make it this way.
Blitz, did you say that? Blitz?
She hitting the number one.
hold on for you.
Damn it. Wait, I'm coming back.
No, hold on for you. Get that. That's the nigga in the club talking. That bitch got a fat ass.
Damn it, man. All right, Coco Smooth. Oh, the Coco Smooth, you dropped the call. I didn't even hang up on him. Damn it. All right, 850-691, get at me. Caller, 850-691. Caller! 850-691. Damn it, man. Hanging up with them. 850-258.
What's up, sir? It's Shillette.
Whoa, what's happening, Shillette? Appreciate you asking. What's going down, man?
All I can say is I use the word all the time. I ain't even gonna front.
I know.
If I talk, that's what it is.
I see you posted on Facebook. You motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I know you use the word.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call anybody out who I know that use that word and call people with that punch. I'm telling you, I'm imagining their ass. Off the top, I ain't gonna give them a chance to say shit. As soon as they start talking funny, I'm gonna kill them. But you kept it 100.
I'm sorry. If I call you it, I mean it. And it's not nothing personal. It's just something that's just the way I talk.
But you use the word like when you talk to your homegirls, like, man, that's my motherfucking bitch. Like, that's your homegirl.
Yep, my homegirl in Miami. She'll tell you straight up. Me and her talk on the phone, be like, "What's up, bitch?" That's the way it is.
Right.
It's mad respect for each other.
Right, but I mean, listen, man. What I'm trying to get everybody to understand is, it's not bad. See, a lot of women are gonna call a pill and say they don't like what we're talking about We advocating some negative shit and blah, blah, blah. Listen, this is like you motherfuckers that get mad about rappers using the word nigga and blah, blah. We taking the power out of the word. You know how many people done died over these two words? Over the word nigga and bitch? You know how many people have lost their life over these fucking vibrations of your motherfucking vocal cords in a certain way to come out your breath? You feel
like this? I lived in Gary for a minute, so you ain't got to tell me about people dying over being called nigga bitches.
Listen, man, y'all, you people who listen to this show, I want y'all to understand, man. The more we desensitize motherfuckers to these words, the more lives we save. That's what the fuck you ignorant fucks don't realize. Message. What was that? Don't be a menace. Message, when they do that in the show, and that don't be a menace, when they every time they try and tell you a message, they be like, message, and that don't be a menace, South Central and Juice in the Hood, is that it? Which one was that? Huh? Anyway, message, bitches, the more we desensitize people to these fucking words, the less people gonna die over these same fucking words. Hopefully to the point where motherfuckers gonna have to goddamn really do something for you to goddamn kill them. You feel me? Hopefully.
Yep, you're right.
You understand what I'm saying? Hopefully, I know it probably would never get to that, but at least we can desensitize her. At least we can save a couple of marriages. Cause now when that nigga say the word bitch, that motherfucking bitch don't get that mad. You know what I'm saying?
He called bitch. I said, I know I'm being one. And you like this bitch? What you got? What else you gotta say?
Bend over, nigga. Bend over, bitch. That's what I'm going to tell you next. After we get through fighting, I'm going to be like, bitch, bend over.
Hey, that's all you care about. You don't even want to argue no more.
That's what I'm going to say, goddamn it, bend over, bitch. And you're going to be like, yeah, dad.
That's the kind of shit I'd rather hear. Fuck all that.
Right. Exactly.
Back up. That's
yeah.
The way it goes.
Yeah, exactly. You feel me? That's all we're trying to say, man. We ain't trying to goddamn advocate emotional and verbal abuse of women and all this other shit.
I'm like this. I don't walk past plenty of niggas in the club and they don't fight. Damn, that bitch got a fat ass. I don't care. I'm like, I turn around and be like, thank you.
Right. Because it ain't that serious. It really ain't that serious. You feel me? That's all we're trying to get people to see. That's all. And the more we desensitize them, the less... The shit, less serious the shit is, and the more motherfuckers can keep it moving and move on. You feel what I'm saying? Behind this shit. You know what I mean?
Well, you know my cousin, T. Her. When me and her used to go to the club and stuff, you know, she used to not like people to touch her and stuff. And I'm like, Tamika, you got a fat ass. People gonna touch you if you got one. Just let them, as long as they don't go any further than that, you straight. Just let them know. All right, you got your feeling. Keep it moving, nigga.
Oh, man. I know some motherfuckers got there. Now that's goddamn. Oh no, that's just gangster right there. That's the old goddamn gangster bitch. G. That's a gangster bitch. Are we gonna start classifying these motherfuckers?
That's G.
Can we do it? Can we start classifying?
Well, hey,
what
I'm gonna tell you, gangster. Straight up, hey,
hold on. Right now, hold on. We gonna stop. Hey, bro, read that list again. Why we got all the line? Read that.
Uh-oh, let me give y'all the list again. Gangster bitch. Oh, classy bitch. I'm a real bitch. You know what I'm saying? Down ass bitch. Oh, nasty.
All
bitch.
That.
Freaky
bitch. I can
bitch.
Be whatever I need to be at the time.
Straight up bitch. Down ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's my bitch. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's just that old, that old one bitch.
Oh, you just a goddamn bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I can be whatever I need to be at that time.
Hey, so
many ways this shit can be used. It's ridiculous.
So what we just did is, from now on, callers, we gonna get your bitch.
We gonna ask you what kind of bitch are you?
Yeah. We gonna label your bitchness.
That's right.
So right now we got all of them.
You said you all of them?
She all of them.
I'm all of them. So you, whatever one I'm being that day, you can go ahead and call it. Be like, all right, she might be in the classy bitch today.
Right.
All
right. That's what's up, man. Well, I appreciate you calling and keeping it 100.
All right.
That's what we love over here at St. Lucie K100 Radio.
Yeah.
That's all we have.
Yeah.
We only got one rule.
Bent over, bitch.
Hoping over and scratch butt cheeks.
Let's see them guys break.
How many of you motherfucking bitches didn't dance off that shit? Kill your fucking self.
Oh my gosh. All right, y'all.
All right.
You know what else killed me though? When Trina came out with that song, I'm a bad bitch.
How many motherfucking bitches in the club? I'm a bad bitch.
Hey,
I'm a bad bitch.
I did.
God damn it.
Keenan, you like that song?
God damn it, we're going to key right motherfucking now.
Because I was going to tell y'all, that's the one you left off the list, the baddest. Because if I got to be one, that's the one I am. Yeah.
So she a bitch now.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm still not one. I'm going to let y'all, you know.
By me having shows like this, by us even having this discussion, we are actually giving less power to the word, desensitizing the word, making it just fuck it. Do you think this is a helpful or hurtful conversation we have?
I mean, it's still going to depend on the person. You know, it's going to be a personal preference. Like I said, I don't knock anybody. If they use it like that, cool. I don't knock you for doing that. I don't be like, oh, you just disrespecting your friend. No, it's whatever works for you, that's what works for you. But like if you're trying to desensitize people, in the same token, you can't get mad if a white person call you a nigga. If you say we done took the power away from the word, that means when a white person call you one, you just be like, well, nigga, whatever. They don't need whatever. So, no, don't play. You can't try to do that. Now you're trying to be a hypocrite. Now you're being a hypocrite.
Listen, once again, what did I tell you? I said you are in the minority. I am in the majority on that shit.
But
that shit
then, if you saying that you're trying to desensitize people, period, that means across the board. I'm not going to kill somebody for calling me a B. I'm not going to do that. I ain't gonna just go ham somebody call me. All right, nigga, say what you want. But if me and a female arguing and she just coming out her mouth sideways, and okay, I'm finna show you, bitch, now. That's what I'm finna show you one for real.
Okay. But still... White boys,
I mean,
y'all
it's not
white
good,
boys,
I mean,
white boys, y'all ain't got a green light yet, so still,
yeah.
You still gonna eat the three piece. Stop playing.
Oh yeah, tell and I just want if T. Lewis still online, tell him I appreciate the compliment.
Hold on, let me go ahead. T. Lewis, she said appreciate it, homie. T. Lewis.
Yeah.
You're a key.
What'd she say?
She said appreciate that compliment.
Oh, no problem.
She a bad bitch, ain't she? You can say it, homie. You can say it.
Just,
go ahead and say
just,
it. She a bad
not,
bitch.
Just, not to offend her.
Nigga, you about to
a bad bitch.
I'm going to let y'all slide. I'm going to let y'all slide. Y'all my dudes. It's all right. I'll
let
y'all ride with that for the show.
I'm going to
let y'all ride.
All right.
We
appreciate it, but tomorrow.
Don't kill me for that one. All right. We ain't going to. All right. So, that's all we trying to hear. We got some people who said, some people who don't said, potato, potato.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Call us. That's what we do. If you call up with that bullshit, we're going to let you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We, hey. It ain't like we changing your mind, but we gonna bring awareness to your ass. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call.
To the motherfucker show, bitches.
No, no, that's the number to call and let us know what type of bitch
you is.
Yep.
Do you use the word bitch like that? You got a problem with niggas who use the word bitch like that? You understand what I'm saying? We just trying to, I mean, we just want you to, you know, keep it 100.
I
want to
hear from the women that take the dick and say, yeah, he can call me a bitch.
I love that shit. Because I'm an old freak ass bitch.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. LL's on the line.
Oh.
LL, you know we go way back. You know we go way back. I'm cocked and loaded. Don't make me do it. Tell the truth. LL, don't make this shit
be a repeat of last night now.
LL, go ahead. Tell us, goddammit, do you use the word with your homegirls?
Okay. Yeah, y'all know I don't even really display my side like this, listen, but. Nigga, please, if that motherfucker is a bitch and she acting like a motherfucking bitch, I'm going to let that bitch know that she acting like a motherfucking bitch, right? But at
right.
the same time, we can be having a playful conversation, be like, bitch, you know what this bitch did? This bitch is stupid. Or, like the other day, I was in a conversation, a heated argument with somebody, and this motherfucker had a nerve to call me a motherfucking bitch. And hang on the phone, I had to call that bitch back and be like, look, I know you upset, but don't fucking call me a fucking bitch. Ever a fucking yes. So it just depends on how you using it, who you using it with, if y'all cool, and even if y'all is cool, if that argument is heated, you better choose another word, cause I want to get you hit across the head with a bottle.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, L, I didn't take you like that.
Oh, she's a little violent. I'm not sure. She got shit. She, you know.
She's a little violent.
She'll swing some. She'll
I don't normally act that way, though. Y'all know I don't normally act that way. But if it calls for it, then it calls for it. Like, it could be, like I said, a playful conversation. If it get heated, I'm not going to use it. Because if it's heated and you use it towards me, them fighting words. If it's heated. But if it's playful, then it's playful. If it's explaining some shit, then it's explaining some shit. But, no, not in a heated, no, you don't, that, pick another word.
Okay. But like I said, you are, in fact, in the 90% of women who do talk to a home are going to be like, bitch, what's up?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
For
so
sure.
So
before we go, though. We ran down a list. Now, I want you to tell us which one of these bitches that you is. You know what I'm saying? Are you a gangster bitch?
I am an all-purpose bitch. Oh, I can say a big situation. Okay?
Whoa, you can't even read.
An all-purpose bitch. That's everything.
I'm an all-purpose bitch.
So you can be a freaky bitch.
I'm a chameleon bitch. Whatever the thing. Wait, my baby's sitting right here, baby.
I'm a person. Got that baby
playing. He's shaking his head. No. He's shaking. I done made him an avid listener. Like, he's an avid fan of K100 because every time
stop,
it comes on, I got it on speakerphone if we together. Baby,
Danny, stop.
Freaky bitch.
L. Oh, wait a minute. I know you're not letting your goddamn kids listen to my show.
No,
are you crazy?
My baby, my boyfriend.
Oh, God damn it, man. What's happening, partner? What's happening, partner? Well, appreciate that goddamn love, Freddie. Tell the homie to spread the word. You know what I'm saying? We're keeping the motherfucking 100 over here. So,
yeah,
hold on.
He ain't going to say that, though, because he ain't doing no free advertising either. We used to
hey,
that our shit.
I tell you what, L.
God damn, man.
Hey, I tell you what, L. You don't need to advertise me because you just said you're all purpose. So we'll take
yes,
that.
You're right.
We'll take that
sums it up. I'm all purpose.
We'll take that. Hey, partner, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, partner. Hey, I salute you, partner.
Y'all is crazy.
For listening in, man. You know, if I might do what we do, man.
That's right. You got a
he's
down ass. And you know what? And you know what, homie? No disrespect, but you got you a down ass bitch.
And he knows this already. All right.
Keep it pimping, partner.
All right.
Hey. Hello.
What?
Man, plug L again, man. Now that's 100.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
Oh, bro.
Hey, ladies, we gonna be like all-purpose people.
All purpose.
Hey, ladies, let me give y'all some game. I mean, you could be a little guy, then you could be a real bitch sometimes. It's okay.
Now,
be a real bitch. Hold on, ladies, let me give y'all some game. Every woman can't do that now. Don't be sitting by your dude calling up to this motherfucking show, because I'm telling you, man, you motherfucking might break up.
Cause we might say some outlandish shit.
You know what I'm saying? But she's 100 now. You know what I'm saying? You
feel me?
Hey, kids, do not try this shit at home.
I was like, I can't. She said her baby. I was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, I knew what she said.
I thought
she said, hold on, no.
Oh shit.
She already said her boyfriend's. So I was like, oh, that's gangster.
This shit is not for kids.
But it was for her boyfriend.
My son in the goddamn next room. He can't even come in the room until we get through with this shit.
Hey, you heard what she said? She said, baby, can I say? The nigga was like, oh,
no, no. But she said she had all-purpose.
Yeah. So, all-purpose bitches mean, read that list.
If you're an all-purpose bitch, that means you a gangster bitch, a classy bitch, a real bitch, a down-ass bitch, a nasty bitch, a freaky bitch, a straight-up bitch. And goddamn, when we talking to your motherfucking homegirls, you be like, that's my bitch.
All-purpose bitch.
Hey, so guess what? You know they gave 100.
Hey, guess what, partner? We'll need your okay. We already okay, man. But we
425. I'm finna come to you. Hold on. LL just hit the number one again. L, you hit number one again?
I did, because I am a real bitch above everything, and that's why I can't call this motherfucker with my baby sitting right next to me. I'm
that's
a real bitch. I'm a real woman.
That's
right.
Why we got you above.
Right.
That's why we fucked with you. That's why we fucked with you.
Right.
We fought with you the long way. You already know that.
That's why we fucked with you. All right. I didn't want to add it because she had to clear it up.
Oh, yeah, because she with her man. So, hey, that's real. That's 100.
All right.
We got some folks. Oh, okay. You know
so, we're going to the 425.
Yeah.
425, get at me.
Hey, man, y'all already know who it is. This is Cousin Dale. What's happening with y'all, Big Mama?
What's happening
with y'all?
Hey, you way out there, see y'all. What's going on,
man? Hey, man, I don't touch down back in Atlanta, man. I don't drove all the way from Seattle. I'm home. I'm permanent now. But first of all, I like that little comment that, you know what I'm saying, if you are all-around general purpose, bitch, you're a GP. You know what I'm saying? That means you are a utility, bitch. If you're a utility, bitch, that means, you know what I'm saying? For all y'all don't know, I'm talk radio, need my cousin. You know what I'm saying? This VG, this is cousin, and everybody a cousin. I'm just cousin from everybody. But first of all, let me get on old girl that had a man sitting there to her. First of all, don't have no lame calling up, y'all. Second of all.
Hey, Carl. No, he was cool with it. He was cool with it. It wasn't no disrespect, though.
We like the fact that she had her motherfucker
she
for her man right there.
She kept it 100, no?
She kept it 100.
Oh, okay. Okay, Cause you know, I get on all whores. I'm using the phonetic and Celtic spelling and pronunciation whores with a W. I ain't up to hoes. I'm gonna be correct. Whores.
Right. Right. Hey, I'm gonna sue you for trying to be politically correct with this shit, man. Don't get it wrong.
Go ahead.
But yeah, man. You know, she getting on there. Talking about, you know, man. She can get on there cause she's a down ass bitch. Now it's okay. It's okay if you call yourself a bitch, but why do women get mad when niggas, meaning us, Negroes, you know, colors, call women bitches? But yet they feel it's all right to call each other bitches. Now, I'm gonna clear this up. Now, I ain't gonna stay that long because I know y'all got more important shit than just to hear your cousin talking, ripping and raving and shit like that. But let me tell you something. If she's a utility bitch, a closet bitch, a broom bitch, all kind of, any kind of utility bitch, GP, because in the military we call them GPs, you know what I'm saying, government projects and government property. So if she one of them type of bitches, tell her she can call her at any time, but, hey, get her my phone number. So if she down like that and her man just letting her do it like that, she is passed my number on.
Oh, my God, this guy.
we can do the damn thing. Hey. I need a cameraman, so her boyfriend can hold the camera. You know what I'm saying?
This motherfucker decided, this motherfucker got on L and talking about now he won't L the guy. This nigga is ill. Cousin's tripping. Cousin got on the ass talking about some, goddamn it, if she that kind of bitch and he cool with her, goddamn it, let her goddamn give her his number. and goddamn let her
do
hold the camera.
Hey, man.
You took it too far. You take it too fucking far.
Cut that nigga off. Cut him off.
Hey. You're taking it too far.
Cut calls off, man. Cut calls off. Cause you gotta get cut off, man.
We fucking
you
gotta kill you. You made us do it, sir. You made us kill your air. Damn it.
Hey, man, y'all had to do me that day on air, man.
Nigga, you said some crazy shit.
Man, y'all had to do me like that on air. Hey,
you
man,
said some crazy shit, we had to kill you.
Hey man, y'all know Saturday man is Capitol Home Day. Y'all gonna go out there? Y'all gonna be out there? Cause you know I'm gonna be out there.
I thought they tore this motherfucker down. I ain't from that nigga. No, we ain't going. Hey, Carl, I'll be there. I'll be there. We gonna
Hey man. See how y'all get big time and get your own radio station. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? For you, I'ma come over there. If one of them goddamn niggas goddamn get grown, goddamn, I'ma say, cuz told me goddamn, I would fuck them around.
You gotta worry about that.
Don't have to come to Capitol Homes getting robbed and shit.
Man, ain't nobody finna get wrong with you, man. Cause you gonna be I'm gonna be walking around with much artillery. Matter of fact, I'm gonna walk in like I'm the damn Punisher. You know what I mean? I'm gonna like I'm a Punisher. You know what I'm saying? Niggas gonna know that I'm scrapped, and just like any neighborhood, you know, niggas know I'm scrapped. I don't go nowhere unless I let a nigga know, hey man, I ain't finna fight with you. I ain't finna argue with you. I ain't finna jaw jack with you. Hey, I'm gonna put the holes in you. I got the license to say I can do it. I got the license. That's right. That's right.
Hey, man, appreciate you calling, though.
Yeah, but I'll talk to y'all boy later on, man.
All right, my nigga.
All right, man.
Man, cuz off the chain, man. Ah! He's crazy. God damn it, we fucked with my dog, you know. No, you know, L's boyfriend, that's not us. That's cuz. We can't control the callers. We fucking with you the long way, homie, because we fucking with the homegirl.
Hey, but that's what happened when you got that down bitch. You know, somebody always wants that down bitch.
Yeah, somebody wants it. Now everybody
wants
it.
Know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, as long as you do the right thing, man, if she fucking with you, you ain't even got to worry about it, man.
Call the show.
Hey, matter of fact, partner, call the show, man. We got love for you, man. Call up here and holler
at
him, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, we'll
shout
you out. Well, you
know how it goes. All right, we're going back to the lines. Well, actually, I got to play a song, man. I don't even have a song. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I got to play. No, I got to play one song, man.
Man, if it ain't Tupac, I don't want to hear it.
What you mean?
I don't want to hear it.
Why?
Shit, what you going to play?
I don't know, man. Something with bitch in it. We talking about the word bitch. We are desensitizing. We are desensitizing everybody to the word bitch.
Matter of fact, nigga, I'm going to make that nigga play that song tomorrow because I can't believe we having this topic, nigga. And we ain't paying homage to the late motherfucker.
To the late great Pop.
Yeah, man.
Because
yeah.
We said we was not going to play no established artists. This is strictly an underground station.
Hey, from what we know.
We're not going to do it. We can't just keep breaking rules. Then we got to kill ourselves. And I'm kind of mad because, goddamn it. Damn it, man. What you want me to do? Oh, somebody hit the line. Yo, 850-258.
He need to play Park.
I ain't got it. Listen, all right.
This is the topic of the conversation.
I know, but
I did upload the fucking song.
Man, get that nigga.
It ain't that simple.
Get that nigga.
What do you think this is?
Get that nigga. He's slipping. Y'all was killing me when I'm late. Kill your motherfucking self for not having.
It ain't my fault!
Motherfucking.
You want me to kill myself for not breaking my own rule, I think?
No, I'm fucking. Hey, you kill everybody else for breaking the rule.
I did not break the rule. I said I'm not playing no established artists. This is the underground show. We only play people who ain't signed.
He signed.
But ain't nobody made no songs. You should have made a song.
Hey, Pop ain't signed no more.
Well, you know what? If I made a guy.
He ain't signed, nigga. We know him. He ain't signed. Who he signed to? Who he signed to? Do you know?
Amaru Records. Actually, you want to be technical about it, smart ass. Amaru Records. His mama got the rights to his shit. Anyway, A50, what's going on, baby? Tell us about it. Do you use the word bitch in any kind of way, shape, or form? Do you use it when you talk to your homegirls and shit like that?
Try to talk to me. Yes, I do.
See, he's going See what I'm saying?
This shit
here don't make no fucking...
Ah, because
she hit number one, I didn't realize
number.
I thought it was another number. All right.
Oh, the elephant forgot. I was trying to get you to play the song.
When you smoking and you're drinking.
Okay, I'm smoking, I'm drinking. We talking about bitches. I got a song for that.
Yeah.
How about that? I'm playing...
Do it.
All right, caller. Now, we drinking, we smoking. This is for all you motherfucking goddamn bitches. When you talking all that motherfucking shit, and we goddamn having a good time, and do you want to get to be an old sensitive-ass motherfucking bitch? I'm going to be like, bitch, you're going to make me blow my motherfucking high. Bitches.
Georgia, Florida connection, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell she talking about?
I don't like that.
blow my motherfucking high with this bullshit. That's your dog, man. The motherfucker product son Blizzard, that's off my album Unlisted. My nigga motherfucker Boss Game featuring on that motherfucker with me, you understand what I'm saying? One time from a motherfucking homie Coppertone, we had dropped that motherfucker beat for me, man. I ain't seen that nigga in a minute, dog. You know what I'm saying? But the homie Boss Game be checking in, he be listening to shit. What's up, Boss Game? That nigga ripped that second verse. Yeah, that's for you motherfucking bitches when you blow a nigga high. Bitch, you gonna make me blow my high. Bitch. Bitch! K100 motherfucking radio.
I'm eating your ass.
What is wrong with
take
you?
It out your mouth, bitch. Eating your ass.
Episode 33. Wonder why they call you bitch. I bet you. Alright, we're talking about the use of the word bitch by everybody from guys and females. Mainly we talking to females about, you know what I'm saying, how they use the word bitch now and how, you know, they've transformed the word into meaning just a totally disrespectful word, into meaning they homegirl, into meaning how freaky they is, into meaning that they real. We gave you a couple of goddamn ways that they use the word. They say a gangster bitch, they say they classy bitches. We had a jazzy bitch call up here. A bad bitch, a real bitch, a down ass bitch, a nasty bitch, a freaky bitch, a straight up bitch. Talk to their homegirl, be like, that's my bitch. All these ways these women use the word bitch now. And we asking you, do you use the word like that? Do you think it's wrong? Do you agree with it? You got a problem with it? You understand what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about on episode 33. I wonder why they call you bitch. I bet you. All right? Welcome back to the show. The number's 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Y'all holler at us if you're on the line. Hit the number one real quick. You know what I'm saying? We've been tripping out, man, having a good time. I got my co-host in here with me, P-Reg Affiliate. I got my homeboy, Fred, from the motherfucking Bang and Bang here with me the motherfucking night. You feel me?
So,
Fred, you really ain't chimed in, my nigga.
Yeah. I'm just chilling.
All right, so what you think about this whole scenario? You understand what I'm saying? I know you know a lot of motherfucking women that use the word bitch. You all ain't use the word bitch like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she used it.
I know she do. Her and her goddamn crazy, her crazy ass fucking sister. Shouts out to the Rock. I mean, they both use the word. I know for a fact. I wish you would, Trinda. Call up here and stunt. I'm ready with your man sitting right by me.
Yeah.
I'ma kill you live on the air. You know what I'm saying? But so what you think about that? I mean, you know. Do you think it's basically where we at now? You know, you can use the word all kind of different ways. You feel me? What you think?
Don't take offense to it.
Don't take offense to it?
Don't take offense to it. Clean it up.
Let's get rid of it.
Bitches.
We're making it okay to say it. Just like we did, just like black people did with the N-word. We took it and made it do what it do. Women have took the word bitch and made it do what it do. They were so used to being called, it's like black people with niggas. They were so downgraded and stuck on with the word for so many years. They like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm a bitch. Like, niggas like, okay, yeah, I'm a nigga.
Yeah, I'm a nigga.
I'm gonna rob your motherfucking ass like a nigga. I'm gonna knock your ass out like a nigga. You feel me? I'm gonna hustle this shit like a nigga do. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? So, the same way niggas took that motherfucking power from people like that, women have took the power out of men by saying it like that. Now, a bitch be like, shit, nigga, goddamn it, rap bitches got Trina said, they the baddest bitch.
Baddest bitch.
Goddamn it, you understand what I'm saying? So now it's like, nigga, and? Ha, come up with something else, nigga. You got to dig deep. Cunt. Cunt. That's all they got left. That's all we got left, fellas. You say that, nigga, you might.
You fucking cunt.
Now, that might get your goddamn dome split. That shit ain't goddamn, they ain't found no way to make that shit sound cool. But bitch and hoe, nigga, whatever.
Nope. Hey, whatever.
Cut, nigga, you might get hot grits when you go to sleep on your ass. Cut. Oh, nigga, you might really be fucked all the way up if you use the word cunt. Cunt. Oh, nigga,
a lot of motherfuckers don't even know
that's
what that
means. Cunt is the new bitch. Hello, okay, 100, we changing the shit up.
A lot of motherfuckers don't even know what that mean. They just like, oh, them niggas. I'm tired of educating you, motherfucking bitch.
Hey, we keep coming up with new shit. K100 Radio, if you really want to say, if you call up here and say bitch,
We gonna laugh your ass off the motherfucking show, nigga. This shit is K motherfucking 100, nigga. Kill yourself. You ain't hurt nobody's feelings with that shit. You gonna have to dig deep. The C word, that's all we accepting as a total form of disrespect around here.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, fuck it. It's all right. They call each other bitch. We ain't mad. They ain't mad. They take it. You got some down ass, real ass K 100 bitches on the show, nip. Real talk.
You fucking cut.
All purpose bitches. Oh, my bad. All purpose bitches. We got all kind of bitches. You know what I'm saying? On the show.
Yo, Jody.
Except for Key. She just a bad bitch.
Fine bitch. Big ass bitch.
Whatever.
Hey, say that again. You
oh,
fine,
my God.
You fine bitch.
With her sensitive ass. Shay Shay hit the line. Shay.
Yeah.
What's going on, babe?
Oh, nothing.
I love that
song.
Oh, Blow My Heart?
I hit that line. Yes.
Big chick,
you
want to
roll
so
one up right now?
I wish you would.
I wish I could. Shit. I got
oh,
to work in 2 hours, so I can't be rolling nothing up tonight.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I thought you hit number one, so we just came at your line. That's all you wanted to say?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, well, anybody who wants to find any of this music that we be playing, especially the music from Chainless Entertainment, you feel me? You know, go to the goddamn show page. You know what I'm saying? Go down to the bottom of the show page. We got links to goddamn get to all the music and shit that we got up, man. You can find all this shit. It ain't hard to find. You understand what I'm saying?
I've heard that one before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lot of stuff you got to dig deep, you know, but we all over the internet. So even that song, you can find that song is out there for people to get if they really want to get it. Basically, everything I done played on the show, you can find. All you got to do is just Google Blizzom, Google Affiliated Hustlers, and you'll end up coming across it. You might have to listen to a whole bunch of shit till you get to it. And that's the whole fucking point.
Because the next time I roll up,
yeah.
You better believe it.
Yeah, that's just for the motherfuckers. You know, sometimes you got them women be tripping. It, that shit, bitch, you about to blow my eye. Shit, what the woman tell me? That's why I made a song, because bitches will blow your eye sometimes.
And damn, so
like
will. You know what I'm saying? And damn, so will with that munchy shit.
Bitch, you about to blow my eye. For real. All right, appreciate it, Shay.
All right.
LL hit the line again. LL, you hit the line again?
Yeah, I had it. Okay. See, because I'm a real bitch, I stand corrected. My baby sat here and told me there's some shit I haven't done. So, I ain't all purpose bitch. I'm working on it, though.
Why you call back up here? I keep it 100.
I'm a real bitch. And if he say there's some shit I'm missing out on, then you know what? As a real bitch, I'm going to listen and take it into consideration and see what I can do to be an all-purpose for him. There we go.
What time for your motherfucking me? What time for your nigga?
Hold on,
bitch. You're getting a little beside yourself. Bitch, you getting a little beside yourself.
I can take the constructive criticism.
I'm gonna make it work.
Hey, that nigga super cool because they're using this shit, so it's a baddie. So when I get to the house, man, he's gonna be like, "Oh, you a freaky bitch? Oh, you a freaky bitch? Show me, bitch. Bitch, show me. You a nasty bitch? Show me, you nasty bitch." You show me.
Look, he grabbed the phone. He said, "Let me talk." I said, "Wait a minute. You sure you want to talk to these motherfuckers?"
What's happening, homie?
Hey, dog. Hey,
what's
dog.
Happening? Yeah.
What's up? Hey, y'all boy had the conversation the right night because, hey, 12:01 is my birthday. Hey, we finna do.
Hey, let your nigga talk. Happy birthday, nigga. Hey, man, come on, man. Let him talk, man.
That's a negative side Logic. That's a negative side. Just go to the next caller.
You're a hate man.
I'm back too. On purpose. I'm a hate man. I got this shit down pat.
Yo, what's up, homie?
I'm finna finish sucking these Heinekens combo.
He's sucking down them Heinekens. No. Go to the next caller.
Hey, L, hold on. Hold on. You hear this right here? We got them tapping our Heinekens over here, too.
Yes, sir.
What's up, homie? Tap your Heineken up to the mic.
You know what I'm saying? We on them over here, too.
All right.
We drinking the pot belly cans. We sucking down the pot belly cans because I'm a real bitch. I drink a Heineken with my nigga. I'm going to work on the rest of that shit, though. I got y'all.
I got him. Actually, that just make you old drunk, bitch.
Oh, he gonna get it on tonight.
You stop getting mad by these little petty ass words.
My birthday. Oh, he gonna get some birthday from that bitch.
You gonna goddamn get desensitized by these words. Okay, hold on. Oh, one of my officers checking in. Keisha F, baby.
Oh,
what's happening? What's going on? Please say the baby.
What's going on, y'all? What's up, babe? What's up?
All right, you already know what we're talking about. Go ahead. First of all, do you use the word with your homegirls?
Yes, with my homegirls, yes.
Right. You know, so, you know, basically we only had one person who don't do it. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we only had, Key was the only person who said she don't use the word in any way, shape, or form, unless it's all the way 100% negative. Except the fact that she a bad bitch. Kill her. Damn it, Key.
Yeah, I didn't hear Key. And see, the only time we use it around my homegirls is we drinking, we have drunk, and it's like, bitch, let's
right.
go. Some stupid
right.
stuff like that. But I mean, I'm going to use it in a negative form. Yes, it's going to be all the way negative. As a matter of fact, I called my ex-husband a bitch today because that's what he is. But I mean,
damn, niggas can be bitches.
Yeah. Need to hurry up and get him up out of here.
Niggas can be bitches. Hello, one more time. Let me public service announcement. Here at K100 Radio, we like to inform you of shit you might not know. Just in case you didn't know, niggas can in fact be bitches too. Okay,
niggas are born bitches too.
Right. So all right, Keith. So Keisha. So if you just had to goddamn classify yourself as a bitch, a gangster bitch, a classy bitch, a real bitch, a down ass bitch, a nasty bitch, a freaky bitch, a straight up bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know I'm not the all purpose. I can tell you that one.
You ain't the all purpose?
No, I don't even know what that one entails. I just got the tail end of that one. I don't even know yet. I qualify right now. I don't know if I qualify.
Hey, look, LL, I'm going to tell you what just happened. LL was on the phone, and LL was like, I'm an all-purpose bitch. Her motherfucking nigga said, fuck that bitch, call back. You ain't an all-purpose bitch. You ain't no freaky bitch. You got to goddamn get them stripes. So tonight, LL, get your freaky bitch stripes, baby.
Oh,
and call
God.
Back.
That's crazy. What would I classify myself as? I think I would classify myself as the classy bitch or the stuck-up bitch. Just give me that one because I get that a lot. Yeah,
oh,
give me that one.
The stuck-up bitch? You a stuck-up bitch?
Oh. No, I'm not, but it happens. People say it all the time. People say that to me all the time. You act
well,
like
now, let me tell you something. But let me tell you something, though. See, a lot of times, a nigga might go ahead and say, you an old stuck-up bitch because that nigga ain't have enough game to get the pussy. That's really what that shit be about.
A lot of times,
nigga be like, oh, that bitch stuck-up just because, nigga, you ain't got enough game to pull the bitch. Nigga?
Might not be a game. Maybe because he don't look a certain way. You know, yo, come on, though.
I mean, whatever. I mean, we already established that. Keisha said, you ain't fucking for free.
No,
we've already established that. One thing Keisha is not is... Kishu, you are not a broke bitch.
Exactly. And I'm not a free bitch.
Right. She ain't a free bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Woo, hold on.
You know?
baby.
Yeah.
Support the baby. Right, right. You know,
I like that. That motherfucker
but,
she ain't no free bitch.
She ain't no free bitch. But she said, would you say you were a freaky bitch, Manny Chan?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm the freaky bitch. Nah, I'm not the freaky bitch.
Yes.
Hey, whoa, who the hell on the line with me? Who was that?
That's my bad, Tiffany.
Hold on, I thought I heard somebody else talking shit, but who was that?
Just Tiffany.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on, Tiffany, let me give you some applause.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to find out what the business is. So, well, since you on the line and Keisha tried to goddamn do one of them old sneaky-ass goddamn three-ways on
her ass. I didn't think she would say anything, honestly.
All right.
Sneaky bitch.
Yeah, she old sneaky bitch.
I always have something to say.
Okay. Yes. Well, Tiffany. So do you agree with the use of the word bitch the way we're talking about tonight? Do you call your homegirls, you know, your bitch or whatever? You understand what I'm saying? Do you do that?
I don't necessarily call my girls bitch, but we use the word bitch. Like, I'm going to fuck that bitch up.
Right. So you'll never be like, talk to your homegirls and be like, man, that's my mother. What bitch, what's up? What you going to do today? You'll never just talk like that and generally use the word like that when you're talking to your homegirls?
No, not normally.
Okay, I understand that. Well, that's cool.
Well, what type of bitch are you?
Well, do you consider can you be a bitch sometime? What kind of bitch do you?
Oh, my God, of course.
What kind
of bitch? I'm a stuck-up bitch.
Hey!
What are the choices? Freaky first and foremost, but what are the other choices?
Freaky. We love freaky bitches at K100, baby.
Read the bitch line.
Okay, well, look, what I came up with is just a couple of them. I said you can either be a gangster bitch, a classy bitch, a real bitch, a down-ass bitch, a nasty bitch, a freaky bitch, a real bitch, a down-ass motherfucking bitch, a straight-up bitch, or you can, like, you know what I'm saying, you can talk to your homies and be like, you know what I'm saying, that's my motherfucking
bitch.
So what do you think about all those choices?
I'm definitely a gangsta bitch, and we know Keisha is too.
Oh yeah,
right.
I'm a sexy bitch, that's for sure.
Right.
I'm a keep it real bitch.
Right. We like you, Tiffany. Tiffany, feel free to call us back anytime you want to from your own phone.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So, up here at K100, I don't know if Keisha has told you, but we should
love
K100?
K100 or KY Jelly? Which one?
K100, and we can bring KY Jelly.
Hey, hold on.
With your motherfucking freaky ass, you freaky bitch.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah, baby.
Hey.
Know it.
Hey, please say the baby.
Appreciate
that baby.
Hey, Keisha, if y'all make that trip up here for you nowhere, bring her with you.
All right. Oh, she's definitely coming. She's already on the list for that one. She's coming.
How you doing?
Hey, I know. I hope you heard, boo.
Wait,
what am I on the list for?
Shay. Did you hear that, Shay?
What'd she say?
She said she's
what am I on the list for?
To go to Atlanta. I'll tell you about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm already there. I'm already about to buy my plane ticket right now.
Okay. We'll talk
about it. You got to come visit Tampa, too, though.
We'll come.
We'll be down there.
Whenever, I
always want you to come, but I want you to come visit Tampa, though.
Damn it, man. We love her. Love them freaky bitches, man. We love them at K100.
You know what?
We love them.
What? I'm overjoyed right now.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hi.
How you doing? Let's check this out. I want you to do me a favor, all right?
Okay.
I want you to spend as much time as possible with Keisha, okay? We hoping that some of you can rub off on Keisha, okay?
Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Will you do us that solid?
Oh, I'll rub up on her, that's for sure.
All right. That's
please say the baby.
Please say the baby.
All right, we got one more call. Y'all stay on the line, ladies. I appreciate y'all calling.
All
All right.
Oh, man.
It's crazy right now.
678-526.
What's happening?
Who's this?
Tanya.
Hey, wait, what's happening, Tanya? Hold on, wait a minute. You already know the motherfucking drill, right?
You know the motherfucking drill. Beat your ass off.
Ten lashes to the ultimate freak.
Let's get it.
We already know you a freaky bitch. We ain't got to ask this shit.
Yeah. You just called in and just make all the other women look bad.
What's happening, baby?
Nothing much. I was just calling the holler at y'all tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. So, of course, we ain't going to assume nothing. We're going to ask you the question, do you use the word bitch, you know what I'm saying, in a positive way when you're talking about your homegirls or just shouting somebody out, whatever. Do you use the word in more ways than a negative way?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, we just got to make sure. We don't want to assume nothing, so we got to ask the question. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? So outside of being an old freaky bitch, which we know you are, you know what I'm saying? What other kind of bitch would you classify yourself as?
It all depends what I'm doing at the time.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this, because I didn't ask a couple of other people the question. If you and your motherfucking nigga arguing, and you goddamn call that nigga fuck nigga or motherfucking all that, do you think he got the right to call you a bitch? Because you did just do the same thing. You just did the male version of it. Or is you going to goddamn be like, oh, I know you didn't call me no bitch. What you think? Which one you going to do?
Nah, I won't say that. Because how I'm acting, I might be a bitch at that time. So I might need to be called a bitch.
You know what? Let me salute you. Listen, now hold on. I want you to say that one more motherfucking time. Say that one more time. Say it again.
I might be acting like a bitch at that time, so I might need to be called a bitch.
Exactly my motherfucking point. Exactly my point, ladies. Ladies, pay attention. If you acting like a motherfucking bitch,
acceptable.
And you know you acting like a motherfucking bitch,
acceptable.
Please, do not get overboard and get crazy and get all sensitive and get all fucking mad when you get called bitch.
Ladies,
damn it, man.
Ladies, that's really crazy. That's crazy.
You know you acting like a bitch. You know you being a bitch. The nigga say bitch, you ready to kill him. I don't get it, ladies. Where they do that at? Where do they do that? I don't understand. Tell you.
Yes.
Tell you.
Yes.
What you doing? You playing with yourself? What you doing?
Hey, tell you, I got a question for you.
I might got an answer for you.
Hey, when you taking that dick, do you like to be called bitch?
Like you're a freaky bitch?
Oh, you like to be called
yes,
bitch?
Yes,
ooh.
Sir.
Oh.
I bet you like to be choked and shit.
Oh.
Yes, hey. She like to be choked and shit.
This motherfucker got my knees melting. My legs melting over this motherfucker right now.
Hold on. All right, Tanya. Appreciate it, baby. All right. Hold on. I gotta go back to Keisha up and ask Tiffany. Tiffany.
All right.
We back. Tiffany.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tiffany, when you're taking a dick, do you like to be called, oh, freaky bitch? You like this shit, bitch? You fucking like this shit? Bitch, you like this shit?
Yeah, I like it rough. Talk to me nasty. Talk to me soft. Whatever you want.
Hey, I
want you to say that I'm a freaky, nasty bitch, but you can whisper it in my ear.
Ooh, you fucking freaky. Oh, I love that shit. Oh, shit. I'm a bitch. Oh, bitch.
Wait, smack the ass. Smack the ass. Smack the ass.
Oh, shit. Bitch. Hold up, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look. In the act of having sex, but don't do, hey. That's the first time over the air y'all heard some dry fucking. It would never be no more dry fucking. Okay, one on. We do not rub our dick against the zipper. That's the no-no up here.
Oh, man, no titty fucking.
We want none of your eyes.
We taking all volunteers to actually have us. You know what I'm saying?
What about the David Copperfield? Are we doing that too?
The what? What the
You've
fuck is that?
Never heard of the David Copperfield?
You make this
Oh. Help me out.
So I'm going to that one. Well, all I know is that you're hitting the girl from the back, right? And you tell her that you're coming, and you spit on her back so that when she turns around, you nut in her eye. I don't know if that's a David Copperfield. It might be, though. It's like a magic trick. It's like a magic trick. She thinks that you just nut on her back, so she turns around, and then you nut in her eye.
I fucking love it! I didn't even say shit, you didn't explain it. She broke it all the way down.
That's why I was telling you. What? Wait a minute. What you want me to say? Everybody needs to know that. Everybody listening.
Hey, I tell y'all what.
Everybody listening needs to know.
You can't David Copperfield.
Hey, look, you can't do that with an ordinary bitch. You meet that freaky bitch.
But see, listen, this is the way to get around the fact that she's not a freaky bitch. You just spit on this bitch back and think that shit is over. When she turn around, you go,
got you. Bitch.
David Copperfield, bitch. I like it. I did that, Tiffany. That's too much shit, I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know. You just didn't know what it was called. I mean, but hold on. If you saying that you knew it, if you act like I was like, you telling me, I'm like, you ain't.
I thought you knew it though. I didn't know.
You didn't break it all the way down.
I didn't know this shit.
I mean, because personally, I don't really need a trick because I'm going to tell the bitch, turn around and let me nut in your mouth. Literally.
I'm not
a tricker.
You know, that's the roller coaster over here, aka Little.
But just in case I do need a trick, a bitch, now I know how.
Yeah.
But I ain't never had a trick, a bitch, because I like the motherfuckers that swallow. How you doing?
Have you heard of the dragon?
The what? What'd you say?
The dragon. That has something to do with sucking dick.
Oh. Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Tiffany. Go ahead and tell the people.
Well, basically, you know, you're sucking the guy's dick, and, you know, he comes in your mouth, but instead of you being able to spit it out, he locks your mouth up so you have no choice but to shoot the cum through your nose.
Ooh. Ah! This freaky bitch.
One thing I do know about her.
I want her to suck my dick. I don't know.
She
like
the game. She gonna get that dick.
I wish we had some more time. I got there, pay homage, and play Slurp and Burp for.
Oh yeah, you know.
Hey, wow.
Tiffany, next time you call in on my show, baby, I'm gonna play Slurp and Burp just for you. You might never heard it, but we need to play that for you. All right.
Okay. I can't wait. All right,
we're going. All right, we're going with your motherfucking freaky ass, you freaky bitch. Oh, man. Key had hit the motherfucking line one time, more extra real quick. Key, what's up?
Hey, just look, don't trick me because somebody nutted in my eye before, and, you know, that's not a good thing. My eye was red for like 4 hours. I had to stay in the house. I couldn't even leave the house because I was like, my eyes are so red. Just put it in my mouth. We'll do.
Have no problem.
No problem. We'll do.
Common eyes don't mix. I had to go to the emergency room and explain that to somebody.
Hey, Keith, I'm confused right now. I'm really confused.
Why are you confused?
Because you're going to let a nigga nut in your eye, but you don't want to be called bitch.
Give your fucking self.
Look, I ain't a freak. Hey, don't mean I ain't a freak now.
You freaky bitch.
Hey, all right. Hey, Keith, if I know you got the motherfucking pink eye, I know it ain't really the pink eye.
I was hoping I would have to explain that to no doctor. Like, I don't want to have to tell him how that happened.
Oh, it don't matter. When he swallowed that right. Ketchup in the corner of your eye, you don't know.
All right, we gone, Keith.
All right.
Shay, you got 30 seconds,
Shay. Y'all got me rolling over here. Tell Keith, that's when you jump in the shower, baby. give him a little head and run that eye right on out.
Y'all crazy. We out. We gotta go. Oh, we gotta go. K100, baby. We out. We gotta go.